inoyamba napakatikati na kushirisa konse original feed yamina pizge ilibe matenda yari onse kukukwa vikura bwino bwino ule mera uka chirimwana
uni uzi
noti ufidi wa mino bwino yamba uchaya
nizifune zikutumiku
inde awipo stock feed adinazo zonse munga fuu nengati musunga nkuku apezeka apa plot number 20554 kuchinika industrial area mukachoka mumseo wa mumba road mumalo uguri silamo alipafupi ndinu funafuna ni Reaper Stock Feed mwina kuziva zambiri tumanilami apa 0953-624050 kapena 0971-864700 Reaper Stock Feed akaswiri muzonza zofunika pakusunga nkuku.
News Bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Vatra Mineral Water. Vatra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Welcome to the 18 Hours News. We take a look at stories making headlines. State House dismisses PF's call for President's response on Chavinga's leaked audio as nonsensical. Sell maize to FRA or free removal, government wants government wants face beneficiaries. Ethiopian official denies Donald Trump claims that US funded the River Nile dam.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Kalunga Mwape. Now, State House has dismissed as nonsensical demands by the Patriotic Front PF PF for President Taka in the Ichinamas to publicly respond to allegations made by Mafinga Member of Parliament Robert Chavinga. PF Acting President Kevin Lovinda had challenged the head of state to distance himself from the sentiments attributed to Mr. Chavinga, which he claims implicated the president. However, State House Communication Specialist Clayson Hamasoka has rejected the calls, stating that it is unproductive to drag the president into baseless political rhetoric. Mr. Hamasoka also refuted claims that President Akinde Ichinama made phone calls to the Mafinga lawmaker during odd hours, describing the allegation as malicious and unfounded. He emphasized that the president's office would not lower itself to address unsubstantiated claims that and warned the opposition against dragging the president into disrepute, cautioning that doing so could lead to legal repercussions.
The president's home, that shadow discussion is going on. You think even you yourself can you call someone, because yourself, in your family members, can you call someone to call friends? Do you really believe you can? Someone can be calling me at the door too. The person can be calling someone 12 times. You believe? Even you yourself, can you call someone? Even in a day, even during a day, can you call someone two, three times? Why do we believe every want to believe every nonsense things being talked about? You remove the president from that whole nonsense, including the discussion there. You can't be part of that something.
Meanwhile, the Zambia Police Service has announced that Patriotic Front PF Member of Parliament for Mafinga constituency Robert Chavinga will be summoned to assist with Emmanuel Mwamba and former University of Zambia lecturer Dr. Sishua Sishua. The development follows a report filed by PF Chilubi Member of Parliament Honorable Mulenga Francis Fube, who reported the matter to Lusaka Central Police Station on July 22, 2025 at 14 hours. According to the Police Public Relations Officer Rea Monga, Honorable Fube accused Honorable Chavinga of proposing violence after he was allegedly seen and heard during a live press briefing on the Kalemba media platform on July 20, 2025, threatening to deal with Mwamba and Dr. Sishua.
According to the report, Honorable Chavinga was seen and heard during the live broadcast allegedly threatening to deal with Mr. Emmanuel Mwamba and Dr. Sishua Sishua, accusing them of circulating damaging articles against him. This conduct prompted the Honorable Fuge to report the matter to the police. In light of this, the Zambia Police Service wishes to inform the public that Honorable Robert Chavinga will be summoned to assist with investigations as part of the ongoing inquiry. We urge all involved parties to remain calm and allow the due process of the law to take its course. The Zambia Police Service reiterates its commitment to upholding public order and ensuring that political discourse remains peaceful, respectful, and within the confines of the law.
The Action Institute for Police Analysis Center, IPAC, has expressed concern over the Financial Intelligence Center, FIC, revelations of a suspected illegal mineral trade syndicate involving Zambians and nationals from an East African country, with suspicious transactions exceeding 1 billion kwacha and $5 million between 2022 and 2024. According to the FIC findings, the syndicate is part of a broader trend of illicit financial flows plaguing Zambia's mining sector, an industry that has contributed significantly to Africa's estimated $40 billion in annual losses from such activities. The FIC observed that foreign nationals often use Zambian proxies to control bank accounts, facilitating money laundering and tax evasion. The FIC report further reveals that Zambia recorded 61 billion kwacha in suspected illicit financial outflows in the first quarter of 2024 alone, underscoring the scale of the problem. In response, AIPSC Executive Director Solomon Ngoma has urged the Zambian government to act swiftly and decisively to curb these losses. AIPSC is also calling on the law enforcement agencies, including the Anti-Corruption Commission ACC and the Drug Enforcement Commission DEC, to intensify investigations and bring perpetrators to justice. Acknowledging the international dimension of the syndicate, AIPSC stressed the importance of cross-border collaboration to dismantle such organized criminal networks.
IPAC is deeply concerned about the recent findings by the Financial Intelligence Center regarding a suspected illegal mineral trade syndicate between Zambians and the nationals from an East African country. The report exposes a staggering amount of suspicious transactions worth over 1 billion Zambian kwacha and $5 million between 2022 and 2024. The FIC reports and writes the passive nature of illicit financial flows in Zambia's mining sector, which is estimated to cost Africa around 40 billion annually. Foreign nationals are largely involved in these illicit activities, often using Zambians as pawns to maintain control over their respective bank accounts.
Government has warned that farmers benefiting from the Farmer Input Support Program face a risk being removed from the scheme if they fail to sell a minimum of 10 50 kilogram bags of maize to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA. Agriculture Minister Mutolo Piri said in a ministerial statement to Parliament that farmers who will fail to supply to the Food Reserve Agency, FRA, on the date to be announced soon will be not allowed on their program for the 2025-2026 farming season. He further announced that FRA satellite depots across the country are now opening and ready to receive maize, urging farmers to begin deliveries without delay. Mr. Perry emphasized that measures have been put in place to ensure that only maize of the right quantity and moisture content will be accepted, expressing confidence that FRA will meet its procurement targets. The Food Reserve Agency has planned to purchase an initial quantity of 543,000 metric tons of maize from small-scale farmers at a competitive price of 340 kwacha per 50 kg bag to incentivize farmer participation.
To sell, not to give for free, but to sell. The agency will pay for the tender. Farmers who will fail to supply to the Food Reserve Agency